The paint is dry, the scaffolding is coming down, and the hundreds of artists who transformed Beaver Dam over the past week have begun making their way home. After 5 years of planning, the Decorate the Dam Waldog's Mural Festival successfully wrapped up yesterday. In less than 1 week, 15 new murals were painted throughout the downtown. Professional painters and skilled artists from around the world descended on Beaver Dam, this year's host community for their annual festival, creating larger-than-life images that celebrate the city's history.
I'm a sign maker, a three-dimensional sign maker by trade. We have a sign company in Germany.
Manfred Didier has been traveling from Bavaria since 2006 to participate in the festivals.
Some friends told us about the Waldog event, and yeah, so we go there and we fell in love with it.
Well, I had a sign shop for probably about 30 years.
Sue Adams traveled from Kokomo, Indiana.
Last year we went to Marshall, Illinois and painted. And it's not just us. We have a daughter, and her 13-year-old daughter paints. Our granddaughter, oldest granddaughter, she's 29. She paints, and her little daughter will be 8 years old next week. She painted when she was 3, painted last year at Marshall, and she's coming tomorrow to paint. And so it's a 4th generation of our family.
Wade Lambertson has been to 5 Waldog festivals.
Yeah, oh yeah, you learn so much coming to these. I'm a rookie. I'm learning as I go.
Beaver Dam was Lambertson's first opportunity to be a project leader.
Oh, I love this place. It's about the same size of town as where I'm from, Menominee. So it's, everybody's been great. It's such a well-organized event. Everybody's so friendly and always asking if you need anything. So we're being treated very well, and actually I couldn't ask for anything else.
Now, there were some challenges over the course of the 5 days of active painting.
Things happen, rain happens. You can't always anticipate how that's going to turn out or how much time you have or how things will dry or the humidity.
Waldog Jesselyn Braun is also the executive director of the Beaver Dam Area Arts Association. She says weather is just always a factor when painting outside.
It's acrylic paint, so it dries quite quickly, especially in the sun. And acrylic is nice that way because you can keep painting over and over it.
We've had an intermittent little burst of rain, but we were able to fix it.
Waldog founder Nancy Bennett, who was the lead organizer of the Beaver Dam meet, says in spite of the rain, the festival could not have gone much better.
Everything went great. Beaver Dam really stepped up to the plate, and it was a fantastic town to have a mural meet.
Over a century before these final brushstrokes in Beaver Dam, roving sign painters traveled the country hand-painting massive business signs and advertisements on brick walls across America. The Waldogs have spent the past quarter century honoring that tradition, bringing this forgotten craft to a new community each year, painting enormous murals inspired by local history. The movement itself began on a whim. In 1993, Bennett was asked to restore an old mural in Allerton, Iowa, that she had painted years earlier.
So while I was live on the radio, he said, Nancy, our mural's looking a little tired. Don't you think you can get your artist friends back here to fix it? And so he put me on the spot on the radio, of course, and I kind of hum-hawed around and going, and finally said, maybe we can do that. And so I tried to figure out how we could do that, hold a festival. In the meantime, after the first mural, several people had asked, said we need more and we need some about veterans. And so we couldn't do just one. So
instead of simply restoring one mural, Bennett invited fellow sign painters from around the country to help paint several murals all at once. The artists were members of a group known as the Letterheads, sign painters who regularly gather to share ideas and techniques.
So I had to call it something different. So I took the name from the old Waldogs, which went from town to town and painted the wall advertisements such as Bull Durham or Coca-Cola. They worked out in all kinds of weather conditions with short time constraints and they work like dogs on the wall. When I put the call out, I in the invitation, I called it a wall dog meet rather than a letterhead meet, just so that they would know it's something different. You're not going to get to do the same old thing.
The name Wall Dogs stuck. And before that first gathering ended, Bennett says both the artists and the community knew something special was happening. In addition to reviving a lost art, these modern wall dogs discovered they could help a community tell its story.
What story does Beaver Dam tell from your perspective?
Beaver Dam tells a lot of stories. They have had an unusual amount of industry. They've had the dam, and the waterway is pretty amazing. Vita Park, Swan Lake, Crystal Lake. You have some very unusual stories. When you see the Veterans Mural, you're going to be truly amazed at that story. That's one of the best ones that we've come up with.
With the paint still drying, visitors have already begun traveling to Beaver Dam to take in the city's newest landmarks. Gloria Schmidt made the trip from Waupun over the weekend.
I thought it was amazing to see all the people downtown. We came Friday night and looked at it, and it was absolutely amazing to see all of the people at work and the people taking such an interest in it. And it's beautiful work.
Pat Frankenstein spent part of her Sunday walking from wall to wall, even though she works right next to the festival's only indoor mural.
I might be a little partial to the American National Bank one for kind of obvious reasons since I work there, but they're all wonderful. And the level of detail and the history that it depicts is just wonderful. And it's a great thing for the city. Hopefully downtown, this will help revitalize things and start that out. So it's just a wonderful thing for town.
Behind these murals was an army of volunteers. Downtown Beaver Dam Incorporated, the Beaver Dam Area Chamber of Commerce, the Dodge County Historical Society, along with local businesses, property owners, and hundreds of volunteers preparing walls, moving supplies, feeding artists, and keeping the festival running from start to finish.
Communities who invest in public art are more progressive. They last longer. Their downtowns do better. And that's just a trend that I've seen over time.
Bennett says it's that word of mouth that turns a mural from a painting on a wall into something special the community can call its own.
That's one of the favorite things that we do when we go to communities. The wall dogs will talk about that community or experiences that they had while they were there. We leave murals with you, but we take a part of the community back with us. And we're going to help you tell your story. We're going to tell what was great about Beaver Dam to our friends.
Science fiction writer Ray Galoon is now immortalized in his hometown, along with Beaver Dam native Fred McMurray, one of Hollywood's biggest box office stars of the 40s and 50s. Other murals celebrate vintage businesses and local institutions, including Michler Motorcycles, Gould Nursery, and the long-defunct Ziegler Brewing Company. Two wall dog murals had already been painted in the years leading up to the festival, bringing Beaver Dam's total to 17.
Don't stop here. Don't just rest on your laurels because you are one of the few communities that has murals, but use it as a springboard. The murals are a wonderful way to tell your story, and keep telling your story over and over and over in many ways and adding to it. Do more public art anywhere you can, any way that you can. Use different mediums. Don't just stick to murals. Think outside the box for making a place that people want to come to your community and share with them what you have.
Even with the festival officially over, some work continues. Equipment is being removed. Protective clear coating is still being applied. Two aluminum composite panels were painted off-site for safety reasons and have yet to be relocated to their permanent locations. Those final tasks will soon be finished, though. What remains is something far more permanent. The murals now belong to Beaver Dam, woven into the fabric of the community for generations to discover, one wall at a time. I'm Craig Warmbold, reporting for WBEV.